The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard, only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
file of gold to my toenails. You got me feeling like the breeze, easy and free and lovely and me. Oh, when you touch me, I just can't control it. When you touch me, I just can't hold it. The emotion inside of me, I can feel it.
The original poetry after dark, poetic masturbation poets. And I hope you all did some homework. TGIF. So glad it's Friday. So glad, so glad. Where's my teeth at? Where you at, honey? Okay. Lines are full. We ain't gonna let y'all hold forever. So I'm gonna pull in a caller. I'm gonna get my piece out early tonight. Shout out to the folks that called in. I appreciate y'all on the lines and the chat room. Mad Love, Beautiful Disaster, Black Bobby, Flanando, all the guests, Mama Ola Daisy, What's Up Whip, Paul Jenkins, and of course, Willie Washington. Can't forget about the man who is coming to the mic first.
Good evening. Good evening, my dear, and good weekend. I just looked at your video. It was such a pleasure to hear your voice live and see your delivery. You know, radio is cool, but your voice live is what really captures you. I think very highly of you now. I did before, but even more so now. Great energy.
Wow. Thank you.
Great energy.
I appreciate that.
That's why they call you the angelic poet, huh? The sun was shining, the trees was green, the grass looking all good.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. For real. It's a nice thing.
Yes, it was. It was beautiful, man. Beautiful. Keep doing that good work. Keep doing that because you inspire other young girls and women also with your words. I really was feeling it. And your husband, all praises to the king. I just so love what he said about God, letting God handle that. Jealousy and insecurity, you don't need in a relationship. Support and caring is what you need. And he put it down. I really felt that. You know, I almost had tears in my eyes when I heard that. I mean, because that support is needed in a relationship, man. I mean, to make things work. Your children feel that support. You know, so, yo, all praises to the king and queen. Definitely.
Thank you.
Now,
did you?
Yes. Let me get this nasty piece out the way. But actually, it's a story. My story.
I'm ready.
It's called Mississippi. It's very short. You got to listen. Mississippi. You left me, and you let me down. You hurt me, but more importantly, you let our children down. Teenage boys love and protect their mothers, but to hear their father's tears in their heart installs a certain amount of fear. And for that, I hate you, my dear. Now here I stand all alone, only because I no longer a woman trust anymore, but I need relief. With my penis in my hand, one Mississippi, upstroke. Two Mississippi, downstroke. Three Mississippi, upstroke. Four Mississippi, downstroke. Five Mississippi, upstroke. Six Mississippi, downstroke. Seven Mississippi, upstroke. Eight Mississippi, it's erect now, gloriously hard. It should be coronated with a crown and not been played for a crown. Sleep in the same bed, but won't put a crown on your man, your husband, the king's other head. No, you spread your legs in another man's bed. But I can't stop now, with thoughts of your juicy ass still in my head. 9 Mississippi, 10 Mississippi, 11 Mississippi, 12 Mississippi, 13 Mississippi, 14 Mississippi, 15 Mississippi, 16 Mississippi, 17 Mississippi, 18 Mississippi. I'm coming, I can't think, I can't see clear. 20 Mississippi, and for this, I hate you, my dear.
Well, I can say it was very intense there, okay?
Damn, I almost let loose for real. I got to go in the bathroom. I'll see y'all. I got 3 shows to do tomorrow at 1, at 4, and at 12 o'clock at night. So I'm going to see you all. Let me clean up over here. I'll see you all tomorrow. God bless you. I embarrassed myself. I think I pooped. Bye-bye now. God bless.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay, I know, right? Chat room, like, whoa, that's what I said. Now, that's called poetic masturbation. Maybe y'all can get the idea what we're trying to do. Miss China Blue, I'm not sure what you're doing over there, honey, but I'm going to need you to come to work. It's time to work. Get on the lines because we need to hear from you. Okay. I did my piece, y'all. I did my homework, but I don't have a title, so I'm going to just get myself in and out early so we can just roll with the open mic. So I say no title. Okay. You know you are my fix. Softly right off my lips, the tip of my thoughts, they break us down. When the sun is rising, shining on my face, you were there. Even in the midst of the night, the strike of the clock, midnight. Vision so powerful, the electric waves you bring to me, I'm set free. Our chemistry, the fact that you found me. Touch my soul in the left of print, your ink, magnificence, the very supplement, I feel it through my veins, all over my brain. Poetry, have me, I'll submit. Give you the benefit without the doubt. My very lifeline, I breathe you. Inhale, compelled to exhale, my duty to. Driven into each stroke, taking my yoke upon yours, out of control, with no role. Spontaneous pleasures exceeding levels completely filled up. So now, I've got the release. Retreat, come back to where home is. As if anyone could ever do me like this. Reformation without you, straight dehydration, still moving to the beat of your drum, still coming to your sound, written all over me, poetry. And by the grace of me forever spoken into existence, your prolific, poetic, prophetic design showing the pathway to my total being. Overseeing my growth. Step by step, my carrier, I'm open, ascension. I speak, you listen. I contemplate, you translate. You move me. My tongue tastes you. Poetry, spilling all over you. Make me that masterpiece, molding me, shaping my physique. I just love these techniques. No, baby, poetry. You got me crazy. Want to be forever your lady, or maybe we can make this official. Eternally until death, still we never part. Heartbeat, we concrete. Team elite, it's we, my poetry. And that's that piece. I hope y'all was feeling that. I started getting involved in that one. I'm feeling like Willie over here. Woo! So look, the lineup, 810-256-469-267, poets
The number to dial is 347-826-9842. It's Poetic Masturbation. Are you feeling me? I need to get on the mic. Let's get it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Poetry After Dark. It is poetic masturbation. That is the theme tonight. So get on the mic and do your thing. Wet it up. You know how we do. 347-826-9842 is the number to dial. Ah, China, China, China. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey. I'm sorry, I'm late. I mean, it's not, you know, technical difficulties all the time. My computer is acting real fool right now. I don't know what's going on, but it keeps going in and out. So I can't get in the chat, but I'm coming, y'all. As soon as I figure this stuff out, I'll be in there. But I do. Happy Friday to everybody. Welcome to the show. Yo, that first track that Jill Scott, that's my song. I was singing. Yes.
Oh,
you
love
man.
Thank God for the mute button.
It's that, you know, I'm going to start singing. Oh, I was like, let him pull me in. I'm going to sing to the crew. You know how I am. I don't care about you not letting me sing. I'm singing. That girl is nice. You're not going to be mad
all
if
right,
I didn't do my homework.
I'm feeling some type of way. 256 is, no, I'm sorry, not 256. 810 is the next poet up. You on the air. What's up?
Good evening, ladies. How are you? This is Toy Honey.
Hey,
hey Toy. Hello. You know, I try, oh my goodness, y'all are really bringing a little bit of the freak out of me.
Word. But, okay.
Wow, but this piece I'm going to do is, I'm going to do it in poetic form. It's a very, very, very short story called Chocomel Fantasy. That's chocolate with a touch of caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is how it goes. Daydreaming about you, your touch, eyes, lips, and smile. I undress myself while my vanilla milk bath is running, sprinkling red and pink rose petals in the bath. As I step in to embrace and relax with you heavy on my mind, I rub the water on my arms and my breast. I start to get aroused at the thought of you, so I move my right hand to my kitty, use my middle finger to play with my clit. Close my eyes to the computerized movie of me and you making love. As good as the love it gets, the faster I rub my clit. 10 minutes later, I reach my peak, and it lingers as I moan, imagining you inside of me, constantly hitting my spot and making me come hard. I'm left exhaling and caressing my breast. I open my eyes to you standing over me smiling and stroking yourself with cum at the end of your stick. Taking you into my mouth, I drink from you. As you join me in the bath, I straddle you to finish releasing the sexual tension. Immediately hitting my spot, I'm enduring the pleasure of coming for what seems an eternity. You grab and pull me closer to you as we climax hard, as you holding me tighter. Then I hold you. We both become lost in our own world of ecstasy and peace.
Good boy.
I'm just going to say, only for the grown and sexy, okay? Because that right there, girl, you about to
good boy.
I told y'all, y'all bring a little bit of the freak out of me. And I'm trying to be, you know,
don't try to blame us. Don't try to blame us.
It was always
wow.
In you. It was always in you. Oh, man.
Wow.
Tell the people how to find you.
Oh, they can find me on Facebook.com/toy.honey. They can follow me on Twitter at Toy Honey, and I also have a poetry group on Facebook called The Honey Spot.
The Honey Spot.
They're
going to
be looking
funny.
For her after that.
All right. That's fair. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for inviting me.
No
always.
Problem. Now, I'm gonna pick with you in the chat room. I ain't even gonna say nothing, but
if
I got
a question. If I could get in there,
I know, right? Then I'm going to be
struggling over here.
So we're going to keep on this thing rolling. We're going to take a small break. We got to get y'all nice and ready for the mic because we don't, you know, please make sure you have your homework. Poetic masturbation.
That's why they feel like some type of way because you keep playing all these slow joints. That's why. Get y'all robes and candles going. Obviously, it's going to be one of those nights. So get it together, people. Get your wine. Get your narcotics. Whatever it is that gets you relaxed. Let's go.
You already know how I be going in. So like I said, tell a friend, tell a hoe.
And I couldn't stop myself from looking hard. You wore these jeans, girl, you wore these jeans. And you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what those jeans do to me. Make me wanna get down on one knee. You got that thunder and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans. Come on,
looking good, plenty time. Tight to death, baby. I don't know the words to say to you. All that I know, baby, all I know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm feeling you.
Come on.
I wanna know
what?
All I wanna know.
I can have what's up in no jeans, baby. Can I have what's up in no jeans?
Don't get along.
Girl, oh, I see you over there. Okay, hang in there.
I'm trying. I really am.
I think we have 256 coming up next. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, this Freak Nardo. I don't know if I got a masturbation piece, but I got some erotic stuff. So it is what it is, right?
Do what it do.
I've been holding this piece for a long time, so y'all bear with me. It ain't even really untitled. It's just about a dude fucking. That's all right?
Oh, all right.
They were like freaks. Your last nut is about to skeet, and we restore power back to the ladies. I laughed because I knew after today these freaks would be trying to recruit an army to fuck with me. I slowly strip out of my clothes and leave with the poetic pussy last hope. I threw coochie on the bed and let her suck the stroke. In the pit pleasure, I'm letting her wrap her legs across my face. I ate her standing up while coochie blew my brains out. I was pumping her face hard, eating pleasure even harder. You should have seen the back of my ass melting nuts in her mouth. My head had the same rhythm as I ate and ate and ate some more. I rolled my tongue so quick in and out of her pussy till I tasted her calm, nutted in coochie mouth just for fun. I threw pleasure on the bed and it sprouted my face and I ate her from behind. Yes, I would eat poetic pussy raw and to the white meat. They yelling and screaming, we love you, freak. And I love all of y'all. And what's that smell? Nothing, Daddy. It just means that you the shit. I got these freaking bodies shifting in all directions. So after pleasure calm and I sipped it and licked my fingers, she dropped down and started to eat the other woman. I started to fuck up some long-ass strokes, digging in her ass real deep like a miner. My dark, sexy ass, nothing else is fine. Now I'm about to give them the force of nature. They both get on their knees. I eat their pussy from behind and keep them wet. Then I start fucking pleasure doggy style while I slap coochie on the ass. It was screaming, Master Freak want this bitch to last forever. I said, why? It screamed because no one else can do it better. I jumped out of pleasure ass and went right into coochie, landing dick down at the hardest foundation they ever seen. They all howling like wolves at a full moon, begging me to stop abusing their pussy. I said, shut up. I won't be done anytime soon. They love this dick, and they all becoming addicts. I got all the poetic pens and static. They all want a piece of this dick, praying one lucky soul would turn me out. Every time I think about their weak ass, I dread these two freaks to fuck out. I'm slapping one ass while fucking the other one and pulling her hair. Yes, calm, bitch. Calm for daddy, because they love that freaky shit. I jump out of one pussy into another. You think I'm switching class and college the way I'm throwing your dick like knowledge? Yeah, I know. So I grab the vibrator and shove it in coochie ass while I'm continuing to fuck the shit out of pleasure. I got the tricks yelling to the ceiling. I am thrusting, lusting, giving a stroke like the world is about to end. This is poetic pussy. This is fucking war. Now bring all your girlfriends. It took me forever to come together because I destroyed their ass. I'm thinking, damn, I must be king of the throne as I turn the vibrator in extra high and they started nut instantly. I told them to come for daddy without missing the beat. And I said, the whole world is going to feel us when we get together next week. And I pick up the phone, and I kiss their ass on the cheek. I guess I stroke my dick tonight because it's the end of my piece.
I'm about to go grab my Moscato on that note. Shit.
Yeah.
Tell the people how they can find you.
Hey, I'm Freak Nardo. I'll post my link in chat. I just do what it do. Tell them I said thank you, though.
Real
yeah.
Talk. Okay. Wow. Alrighty. I got a piece I want to share with y'all. I hope it's on the switchboard. Oh, crap, it isn't. So we're going to play this other piece. This is Ribeye. One of the hosts of Bad Boys Kitchen. And I believe he did this collaboration with Isis, if I'm not mistaken. And this one's titled Exclusive Rights. Check this out. When we come back, we're going to pull in Call of 469.
I found you lying across my heart like a bookmark somewhere between chapters 1 and 5. See, damn, I thought I lost you between subjects and verbs, but you were here all the time. Like a good page turner, I press lips to forefinger and thumbs, taking my time as my eyes move over every word of you. I run my fingers across every line till they are smudged with the essence of your, with the essence of your pages. See, there's no plot twist to this. See, I'm just feeling you. There's no plot twist to this. You and I, we both know we want this. Was it your touch that foreshadowed the great expectations, the sweat that slides and sizzles between a fertile crescent of your breasts that dance for me like a cat on a hot tin roof? Your finger play makes me sway, move like fireflies in a midsummer night's dream. Shit. Is it the smile? Is it the voice that wrote the foreword?
Baby. Foreplay. Foreplay is a must.
So I say, be damn my resistance. I jump as Icarus, feeling your desires melting away the wax wings of my willpower as I'm falling for you like Alice down the rabbit hole. It's crazy, right? See, it's crazy how I want you like you're my partner and we got all spades. Or you're like my weekend and I just got paid. Or like it's you and I Sunday morning and we're staying in bed all day. We're staying in all day. See, there's no plot twist to this. I just think that the time to tell is now. I'm feeling you. See, I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way. Because that's my one and only manuscript. I want the exclusive rights.
You're mine, baby. My lover. All night, you make me want you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same.
Now that right there was hot. The Rhythm of Horse After Dark Poetic Masturbation. Number to dial 247-826-9842. If you're trying to get on the mic, press 1. And you, too, can wet down the mic. All right, 469. What's that?
Oh, my God. Do I have to go after all of that? You know, I have pussy poetry and a pussy, poetic pussy, and then this dude with my Kim. And come on, y'all. This is Lazy Poet. Y'all already know what's going on, Jeff. What's going on, China? William, what's up, babe? Y'all going to do me like this for real? Do I have to go right now? God, hold on. Let me put my spirit down and get my head together. Well, I have, you know, I know y'all's favorite is Latino Kush, but, you know, part two of that is masturbation class and session. I don't know if I've ever done that piece. I think I have, but since it's talking about masturbation, I might as well. But Freak Nardo, yeah, you did that. Whoever that person was who just played that, Yeah, I done burnt up 2 cigarettes, placed the coffee and the drink. So I done, you know, it's just, you know, I don't need no more ENJ. I done tried to drink some coffee and erase that. So I'm going to try to see if I can make the fellas do something. But I miss you, ladies. I've been really busy. I really miss my poetic family.
Oh, I miss you. Glad you called in.
I don't even know which one to do, but I guess I'll do this one. It's called Masturbation Class and Session. Masturbation is a touchy subject for some odd reason, but I rate myself a professional because I be on a common mission. From bubble bath to scented oils that I lay in the bed while my fingers get in the right position. Looking into your eyes while I slide the fingertips of my middle finger up and down. Telling me to skeet as if I need your damn permission. Calling me baby, then lady, please stop teasing me as I'm concentrating on a erotic decision. Tingles running through me as my body relaxes for a moment to just take over me. Stops whispering in my ears and my lips start to close and my eyes just squint just a little bit more so I don't miss this wonderful show. Falling deeper into this feeling while my head lays on your shoulders. Just feeling the heat from your hands gliding over me, reminding me that I'm your ultimate lover. Please take notes as I do what I need to shoot my nectar pure and pleasurable, tasty, creamy nectar. To the last drops, fingers moving faster and faster, up and down, around and around. Now don't you stop looking. Pay attention. Understand that this is your sexual lesson of masturbation classes and sessions. My legs start to shake. A smooth central haze covers me as my juices start to shoot from inside of me. But I lick the flavor just while I touch your desire. Oops, nah, you can't touch this beautiful fire. I'm an Aries by a creed, a nature so touchable, yes indeed. Don't blow out the candle for the shit to stop. I guess you forgot that they called me Lady the Poet. Now you know why this spot is not as hot. Keep on watching, Daddy. Let me pour you a drink and pull up a chair. Oops, did I forget this cigar or let me light you this square? My masturbation class and session covers over me. But see, my bisexuality is something that is within me. No, it's not for another woman, but it's for you to understand what's inside of me. I'm sorry. Don't laugh. I didn't mean to chuckle. I want your ass to sit on the floor and watch my muscles. Did you hear me say anything different? Nah, but my fuck faces in this mirror will make you really think of something. Put me in the positions and slap me on my ass. Fuck that. Pull my lace fronts off my hair and let everybody see how I look. I'm back. Did you see me real deeply and completely? Or did you just sit on the floor and didn't take no notes? Damn it, boy, I thought I taught you better. Masturbation class in session. Are you getting wetter? I hope he's hard for me because I want to stroke him up and down after I finish what I need to do for you on this showpiece. But damn, you just made it boring for me, so I guess I can just do this by myself, slowly and gently. Here's a pen in my pad so that you don't have to get so much more and don't be ever so mad. I ain't trying to disrespect you, boo. I'm just trying to teach you a thing or two. That's the end of my piece.
Wow. You got poets going back to the daggone starting line, writing pieces and shit. Damn. Okay.
That's old, dude. This is old. I can make that forget it for y'all. I'm sorry.
She did not
no,
say.
Sorry.
She did but not say that my lace front off.
She did not look at my faces in
lace.
The mirror. You know, yeah, snatch it off. You know what I'm saying? It ain't useful. You know what I'm saying? I need a
wow.
Rough man. You know, I'm an Aries. You know what I'm saying? Snatch it off.
Ooh.
Snatch it off.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. Girl, don't get me started. Come on now.
Please don't get us started. No, no Aries. Please don't get us started. Let's
oh,
go.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Shout out to the Aries people on the phone.
Yes.
To Daphne. I can't remember. I got to give time.
Ain't it Leo
sorry.
Season?
But
y'all hush up. It's Leo season. Ain't it Leo season right now? Ain't the Leos in effect? What? Not even. Oh,
please
it.
Don't,
because
they
go
is my
back.
Weakness. Please don't. Come on, Tana. Don't do that, because I don't need no, you know, I run from Leos.
Yeah.
They are so much my weakness.
Leo. We
don't
have Leo.
Anything that ends with an O. anything ending with an O, I run. But if y'all want to hear the first part of that, y'all can find me on Facebook under Lady Poet. Latino Kush is part one of Masturbation Class and Session. Or you can hit up my group, Lady Ink Foundation. I've been missing my poetic family for a minute because I'm going on tour with a new artist named Ricochet. So please send out y'all blessings and peacefulness. And shout out to China Blue for doing my card. I love her so much. And Dap, I may be coming to Raleigh soon. I didn't come New Year's Eve, but I am definitely coming to Raleigh. I'm going to be looking you up when I get there, I promise.
Looking forward to it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the lace fronts. No offense to you, girl. Just use a little more glue. Just a little more glue.
Okay, we got the Leos coming out in the chat room. So, look, I challenge you to get on the mic. I don't know why y'all poets like waiting for the last minute. Call in 347-826-9842. I do want to hear from the Leos. What's up? 267. After this break, you are coming up next. I'm still trying to set the tone for y'all. Y'all got to feel me on this, for real.
For the prodigal, we hop up in that AMG and D, we in the Western. She put them moves on me, I could've told shorty's a wrestler. Talking all that shit, soon as I hit, now I got her talking like this, in a falsetto. girl, you can come back down. We can talk in this key right here. But anytime you want me to take you up, baby, jump on this elevator. Promise there ain't nothing greater. Take a shower, take a shower.
The original poetry after dark, quest masturbation. Oh my goodness, the pieces we have heard tonight. If you missed it, archive, definitely. All right, next up. Over. 267, we in the building.
Hey, what's going on, people?
What up?
Ain't nothing. Yeah, so this week I did my homework. Tell at me.
Uh-oh. I know that.
Yay.
So this piece is called Mono. It's not about what I can acquire. It's about desire. I'm hot as fire. I know what's about to transpire. It was that new chick at work. I memorized her attire. That gloss on her mouth. Perky nipples through a blouse. That walk, that switch. Ouch. Now I'm in the house. ESPN. Watch some sports. That Serena on the court. God damn. What I wouldn't do to give her a grand slam. Phone rings. Now my feelings hurt. Chick says she gotta work. Then I get an inbox with a text. It says, Aunt Flo's here. Sorry, boo. No sex. In my house pacing. Next door neighbor went on vacation. My baby mother sat as a cow. My jump off got a girlfriend now. My hood rat got a job. And every time Serena swings, my racket throbs. Check my friends list. Facebook, BTR. They all talk a good one, but they live too far. I even called my cougar. She 58. Even this broad had a date, and it's getting late. Channel flip. What is this? BET? Butts and enormous tits? Damn, look at Nikki's cake. Give the fuck if it's fake. Look at the way it shake. I'm feeling myself. I want to keep it honest. Then they play Sierra Promise. Damn, Sierra, look at what your hips can do. You popping and splitting too. Can you do that with dick in you? Damn, I like that trick you do. Damn, my dick getting thick as you. Fuck that. Shoebox under the bed. Butter brown and round is what the DVD says. Sky Black and Cherokee giving the same dude head. Soothing. My wrist moving. Stiff as a crowbar. 10 o'clock, China and Dap, what I wouldn't do to sit them both on my lap. Every time I hear Dap voice, my palm getting moist. Imagine what I would do alone with China Blue, suck all the tea right out of you. While I'm doing that, tell Dap, make it clap. Damn, that ass is fat. That's when they play another track and I come back, but I'm about to pop. I hear 267, but it's too late. I want to answer before my call drops. I answer with a moan. Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? Y'all will never know that I just exploded and my keyboard is ruined. I was written in pain.
Wow. I'm sitting over here like, did he just do that to me? Oh, my goodness.
He did.
Wow.
He did. He did it all over you.
I don't know how to feel about that right there, Whip. But, yeah, tell the people how they can find you.
I'm on Facebook, Written in Pain. You can find me anywhere on the Internet, Written in Pain.
Uh-huh.
And if y'all in the New York area, every Tuesday, the Composition hosts the open mic in Brooklyn, 1403 Fulton Street. We there every Tuesday hosting open mic. So if y'all in New York, if y'all in Brooklyn, y'all come through and I'll rock out with the compo.
Yeah. Shout out to the composition. There's the movement. Shout out to Poetic Black, Karama. Hey, yo, if y'all out there, check him out. He's a dope photographer. Y'all need to get y'all work done by him for sure. Yeah. Good night, Will.
Well, this is what it is, poets. I don't know why y'all acting shy about the erotic. I see poets on the line. Press one. Get on the mic. If I start calling y'all out, really.
Let me explain something real quick with the poetic masturbation. I think that there was some confusion. I thought we broke it down, but maybe we didn't. Now, look, if you don't have a piece, that's all, as I saw in the chat, pornica, erotica, poetic, whatever you want to call it, that's okay. Because when you have regular sex masturbation, it's just sex with yourself, but poetically so. What I want is for you to take the time to write a piece to yourself. So it could be self-encouragement. You could just say whatever you want to yourself. What do you want? If I'm talking to Dab, what do you want to feel like? What is it that you want from you? You know, what is it that you feel? That's what I want. That's the vibe that I want. Now, somehow we didn't got all hot and sexy, and I ain't mad at that. It's Friday. It's after dark. Let's go. But if you got some pieces like that where you're just, you know, speaking to yourself, we spend a lot of time spending pieces to other people and for other people or about a cause, but what does your ink say to you? What does it have to say about you? So that's what I want to hear. Not knocking the other stuff. Just throwing that out there.
just rightfully so. Okay. I have another track to play. This is Divinity, and yeah, she's hot. Tiny heard this piece before. We'll be right back.
All right, so this piece that I'm about to do is entitled Damn. And the lyrics, well, the words of the piece are really explicit. So if you have any children or anyone who you do not want to hear this type of language, you might want to move them now or skip to the next joint. I love you. Considerably. I can picture we together making love so intense. Brother, hold on to my breath and caress my clitoris as I release the sexual process of photosynthesis, because you know you are my oxygen. Damn, VZ, you know that when you leave for work, I lay in your cum stains just to contemplate your worth. The sweetness of your joy juice is that of pineapple fruit, succulent. If it's relevant, I've named all of our future children after you. Could you imagine what would happen if you and me could combine inside of me and let we be humanity? Damn, B, you got me bugging. And our loving is beyond the hugging and kissing. I'm tripping when gripping your manhood in my hands, massaging until you secrete babies from your gland. Because damn, you taste like a ripe cantaloupe sprinkled with sugar. Can I be your honeydew melon? I can envision us living in one another for worse or for better, grabbing sheets with my teeth, praying my toes could curl like this forever. And I don't want to be nasty, but I'll make you come so much your balls will get ashy. Grab my ass cheeks and celebrate my femininity. I want to moan your name like ancient Africans did in the Serengeti. And let me grab your back, boo. I try not to scratch. Got me so wrapped up I can't even rap. I be like, my mic check, 1, 2. I wonder what he's doing. Wish his tongue could go on a journey, pursuing my groove and doing the type of screwing our neighbors would think is a nuisance and start banging on the door. You won't believe how he threw me to the floor. Made me get on all fours, and when I pushed back into his crotch, he roared, damn, B, I love you, I love you, I lust you, I trust you to pull my hair back and make me sweat until I burn off all my body fat. To hell with milk, got ice, cause damn, I would love nothing more to drop to my knees just to please you orally and feel you pushing and pulling and pulsating in the same place that I perform poetry. Excites me, relax, B, cause I want to taste you against my lips and upon my hips and drip and drip and drip. Roll me over and ask me what your name is. In my eyes, you are famous and I will be your full-time groupie. Truly, I have not one complaint. It astounds me how you have the ability to maintain my orgasms in such cataclysmic proportions. Torrential downpours flow from me at a rate that could put KY out of business. Because damn, day and night and night and day and sun and moon begin to merge every time you emerge from your polo. Boo, I like you in nothing but socks and Timbos. And those could come off too, cause damn. What I say is damn. I love you.
Look at the clock. Time for Poetry After Dark with the Angelic Poetess and China Blue. And you too. Time to unwind your mind and let Poetry After Dark set off that spark in your muse. Dapping China, spreading nothing but poetic fire all throughout the matrix to get you caught up in the poetic vortex. It ain't hard to get to. You know the digits to call. Whether you want the street, hardcore, erotic, or even consciousness, they got it all. You ain't gotta sit in the dark alone on Friday night. All poets get their time to shine on open mic night. Every Friday night at 10 p.m., you know what to do. Tell Dap and China Blue that Diamond J sent you.
The original poetry after Dark Poetic Masturbation theme night. Go on to the next caller. We have 973.
Hey, China. Hey, Deb. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
How are you?
This is Tammy. How are you?
Hey, Tammy.
Hey. Yeah, I know I'm behind because now I work on the other side of the day. I actually joined the living. What, does this show have a topic?
Yes. Wow. We ought to throw Terry for a loop on this one. It's called Poetic Masturbation.
Oh, cool. I got a piece for this. And it's weird because I don't usually have erotic type poetry, but I do have a piece. This is very spiritual. I call it spiritually seductive. It's called Diamond in the Rough, Hole Again. She rose from the hurricane water so calmly and tranquil. She swayed hips as lips spoke sensual psalms and throbby song that cried canticles beneath an incandescent moon. Pearl drops of diamond cuts plummet to the ground, incising anything in its way so silently, creating the trickle of red tears that fell upon her bosom, decanted from ducts of pain, releasing the struggles of a woman who once walked the darkness of dead-end weaknesses. She rose a queen cleansed of iniquities and was consumed of desirous pangs to feed off of a stranger, and danger arrived as a smile. Speckless, seeking sexual atonement, her being met my olive green eyes, not seeing me, more seeing through me as her charm seduced me, mesmerized me, hypnotized me. Her charisma signified a yen to exploit me, a sacrifice that left her dearly driven through the temptation to lure me to feast. I felt obligated to satiate her longing. The strong part of me surrendered as our bodies clattered like thunder, as the red rain saturated our sanity to fully give way. As my soul became spent, it generated a force that rose her up as she shrieked an orgasmic fit toward heaven untainted in a clear rain that made her whole again. That's that piece.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Much love. Thank you. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I appreciate you being back.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, if you could tell the people what's going on and how they can find you.
Oh, I'm Poetry's Child on Facebook, or look for me at Hip Hope. Hip Hope Publishing, Hip Hope Production, Hip Hope Poetry, and Hip Hope any version of HPP. HHP.
What?
Oh, my God, I'm not even drinking. Thank you, girl. Thank you.
Anytime. All right, y'all. I think China has definitely left the building. Are you still around?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, look, issues, mad issues all the time. Shout out to Hip Hop Publishing, Hip Hop Productions. They have something to do with the Production Adapt album. If you haven't topped that yet, please make sure that you go and do that. Diamonds and Pearls, D'Angelic Poets.
Yeah, indeed. CDBaby.com/D'Angelic Poets. Or you can go to www.D'AngelicPoets.com and get it right off the website. Okay, let's see here what we got. I have this other piece I'm going to play titled Rendezvous. Real short piece. When we come back, we're going to pull in caller 646.
You're a monster that day.
When I'm all alone, I can always depend on you to meet me in my private place for an intimate rendezvous. It never fails that your beats erupt in my sheets as they send chills up my spine as your words run through my mind and explode. The greatest thing is that no one knows what and how we do it. It's always just been me and you intertwined in these sultry rendezvous. My only true lover I've ever had, and for a lifetime I've had it bad for you and our rendezvous. I've always been in love with my music.
You're a monster that day.
All right, and we're back to Original Four Chapter Dark. This was Poetic Masturbation. And we are going back to the phone line, pulling in caller 646. And before we put a call in, Shana, I don't know if you got my messages, because we might be closing out early tonight.
I did get your message. I am so upset with these technical issues. I can't get in the chat. I can't talk to anyone. I feel so left out. If you are not in the chat room during Original Poetry After Dark, you are missing out on a whole other part of the show, and I definitely feel left out, but I'm not with the fam right now enjoying the show. I got all types of stuff to say, and I can't say it. It's just hectic. It's hectic.
Oh, you'll be okay, babe.
I know.
You'll be okay. I know. You're like over, I feel like overworking tonight, really. I'm like, I miss the present. I'm telling you, I feel it.
See?
Okay.
I knew I meant something to you.
Don't go there. 646. What is it?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's good?
Good. What's good, Dad? What's good, China?
Hey, Lou.
All right. Yo, I ain't have no peace, right? So I just wrote this real quick. Anyway, let me go through this.
okay.
Let me taste your tempo, tempting. Tease me, simply seductive. Turn on the poetry after my darkness dips and sticks to the plan. Open hands grasping your grace. Allow my face to face you. Face off. Blast off. Blast off is your Victoria Secrets. I promise not to kiss and tell. It swells so sensitive. I live right there near the Brooklyn Bridge air. Moans over Manhattan. Brooklyn bars and removed bras. Luscious you are, but tonight, star, I must fill you up in my own car and press on my own acceleration. Speed limits. Watch me slow. Watch me go. Watch me real slow. you know you want to take me there, but tonight I'm almost there. See, I'm there. Stare at me as I stand, as you say, damn, Pens, you the fucking man. End peace. I'm done with that.
And I got to tell you, I really commend you for putting that together. Doing that for us. That was really nice.
Job. That's how we do.
Yeah. Tell the people how they can find you.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, y'all can check me out everywhere. I'm on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, all of that. Twitter at Pens For Real, PENZFOREAL. Straight like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. And Miss Blue, I am not sure, but maybe you can help me out. What's going on next week? Did I lose you? I got your mic open.
Now, I'm in.
Okay. So,
Yeah, so you guys know, if you don't know, if you're my Facebook friend, if you're not my Facebook friend, I'm just in and out and stressing out, and this computer thing is really stressing me out even further. Before we close the show, I just want to know if anybody out there, you know, are religious, non-religious, whoever you go to, however you get out, religiously. You know, my friend is going through, they're saying that she only has a few weeks left to live, and she's been my best friend since the 90s. And I believe that anything that took place in the 90s is official. So, you know, that's my girl, and I just want you guys to, like, take a minute to, you know, however you go, fast, pray, whatever you do, to just, you know, pray for my friend that she'll be healed and she'll have some more time. I don't want to lose my friend. So that's what I'm going through, y'all. So these technical issues, I'm stressing. I got projects backed up. It's just a lot going on. So, Dap, you know, I apologize for not being all the way there this week. But, you know,
it's
a lot going on.
We have to pray. And we're lifting you up in this time. Prayer's definitely been going out for your friend. I hope everything. But either way, you know, God's going to have it. You know, he knows best, and we just got to follow his lead. Definitely, she's in my prayers, as well as my family. So we definitely praying for you, boo. And with that, I'm not sure if trying to do that the calendar out, but next week, same time, 10 p.m., back on Friday. I'm not sure what's going on next week, but check us out on the fan page.
Look,
on Facebook.
You don't even know. I'll tell you what.
You never get
next down. Week.
No,
we're gonna have the mic open because you guys don't know how to do homework all the time, and that's okay. You know, everybody was an A student. So you know, it's open mic. We got it open, but we also gonna have some hood flicks going on, some hood classics. If you know, you from the hood, not from the hood, you smoking, whatever you doing, you know what a hood classic is. So we talking about Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, Paid in Full, Juice, all those movies. You know, we're going to have some tips.
Oh.
We want to know what your favorite, we did horror movies before, so now we want to do hood classics. So we want to know what your favorite hood classic is. If you want to write a piece accordingly, that's great. I would love that. But if not, that's cool. Just bring yourself, bring your piece, bring your friends, and as Dap say, bring your hoes. I don't know. They like poetry, too. Also, what we got coming up is our old school battle versus our new school. Now, we'll let y'all know who that is. We don't want to get too much out over the air. But make sure y'all here on the 17th. And on the 31st, we got the Battle of the Metaphors. We might stretch that out and extend the time and put the battle on another night just to give y'all poets enough time to prepare yourselves and to get your battle partner ready. So if you want to call somebody out, you think your metaphorical skills are better than the next man, then call that person out. If you just want to be in the battle, want us to set you up against an opponent who also said they wanted to be in the battle, just let us know. Hit us up on our fan page on the original Poetry Out the Dark. You can put that right in Facebook, or you can Google it, and our page will show right up. Get up with us on Twitter, original_PAD. Follow us on Twitter. Yeah, that's it. That's all my announcements. I'm trying to stay with y'all.
That's what's up. And if I can get that, I remember us talking about it, but I totally forgot, so I can be up to par on what's going on, because, you know, I just show up. I'm show up, and I'm here, and we do the damn thing. So shout out to the poets that came through, did the homework, and got on the mic. And shout out to everyone that came through chat. We're going to do this weekend early. And no harm, no foul. Much love to everyone. See y'all next Friday. It's been a wonderful night. One love. Good night, love.
Good night.
I was about to say, because if you ain't saying nothing back, oh, okay, we're just going to have a problem. And we out, y'all.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.